This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
From the WEEI studios, heard throughout all six New England states, 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
And it swung on and missed by him at 98 for the first major league strikeout for Peyton Tolley. 1-2. Check swing, and he went around. 1-2-3 with two punch-outs in the first major league inning for Peyton Tolley. The 0-2. Swing and a miss right by him. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him up top and in at 97. The 2-2. And swung on and missed. 98. 0-1. Pitch is lined in the left field, sinking down. That's another hit. That's another Pirates run. Swung on fly ball, deep towards left center field, way back up and long gone.
This is the KJ Show with KJ Carson on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
It's the KJ Show, WEEI, another Sunday, a very special Sunday. Thank you so much for your routine that you started with the show and continue to do so. Thank you so much for being here. 617-779-7937. Yes, you heard the tale of two number four pitchers. First, the debut of Peyton Tolley, which is absolutely unbelievable. And I said I'd have a nickname for him. I will let you know what my nickname for him here is shortly. And then you heard what Dustin May did again yesterday as the number four starter. Now, keep in mind, all this going on with Walker Buehler being able to give his walking papers. Like, look, bro, pick up with somebody else. Clearly, there's no future here. You're in the bullpen right now. The fourth inning just hasn't worked out for you for some reason here at Fenway. I don't know what that is, but Walker Buehler's gone. And so the good thing for the Red Sox fans is, hey, you remember at the trade deadline, I was like, we need a number two. Okay, Brian Bello is clearly the number two. All right, well, we still need another arm. We're not sure about the three. Okay, Lucas Giolito is clearly your three. The way he's been going, I mean, just you're just thankful. But this fourth starter situation is just kind of, it was going to be Dickie Fitz, right? Look, he was there, got hurt, came back, gets hurt again. And so now you're like, all right, let's go ahead and get the rocket through the system. Peyton Tolley up here. And just comes out the gun slinging Friday night. 98, 98, 97. You're like, this is like Crochet Jr. out here. This is good stuff. Painting corners. You're like, wow, this is amazing. But they lost. And you're like, okay, it's Pittsburgh. And I'll get into 27 games at a time because it's due. I will explain why the season of 27 games at a time will only stop at 5 episodes, even though there's 6 episodes to it. I will explain once 27 games at a time happens here in about 15 minutes here on WEEI. But yesterday, Dustin May was trolled out there again. And so, like, go back in time. Remember around the trade deadline, right before it occurred, the Red Sox played the Dodgers. The Dodgers were here in Fenway, and Dustin May pitched against the Red Sox and didn't look too bad. So then after everything that was gotten and who was missed, and you're like, okay, you got Spence, you got Matt, Steven Matz, and then you got May, and you're like, all right, let's see what he could do. Have you seen what he hasn't done? Jeez. Since he's been with the team, loss against Kansas City, the blowout at Houston, lost to Baltimore, lost to the Yankees, lost yesterday to the Pirates. This is the concern that I had about this team was, hey, what happens when you go through the Pirates, Guardians, Diamondbacks portion of the schedule, right? If you perform well, not only do I think that this team, because this is what I was saying a week ago, that by the time you get to Toronto, that Toronto series, because the way you've handled the Yankees, you feel like that can continue. That once you get to that Toronto series, like everybody should just like leave New England and just like all raid Toronto and just make it into like Fenway, we the North. Now losing these two out of three games, you're now behind the Yankees. Granted, it's only 3.5 behind Toronto, but it's much easier to fight your way up when you've only got one team in front of you, and that's Toronto. 617-779-7937. We'll get your calls and your texts as well. I got double fisting today. Brian Frazoco, producer extraordinaire today.
What's that?
I got Tommy Freeze Pops and Justin Turpin on simultaneously. These guys over the summer have snuck in more appearances. Like I think all these appearances on these shows that they've had, it fooled Ken into putting McLaughlin, Turpin, and Tommy together last week on the air. Sound good, though. So good for them. They'll be here next hour. We'll be talking Patriots as well as Red Sox.
Can't wait.
Yeah, so they'll join us next hour. And then, of course, we've got Oshitake, some of the takes that have been going on. It's starting to become BS time, and some of these Oshitake mushroom-type takes, spell it slowly. You'll figure out exactly are they shiitake or not. Dustin May's been all shiitake. Like, if you could do this with Walker Buehler, after what you saw from Dustin May yesterday, you might say, do we just go ahead and gamble, keep Tolle up here for the rest of the year, which I think you're going to, and let Dustin May walk? Because you're going to need another roster spot probably for, you know, like you're taking up a roster spot at this point. It's not working out. 6 earned runs yesterday, 5 earned runs against the Yankees, 12 runs total in the last 2 games, 11 of them earned, 7 walks in the last 2 games, 4 home runs in his last 2 starts. I ask you, is this a number 4 starter? Now, and so now, this is crazy to come out of my lips, but this is what I said again, concern me about the team coming down the stretch. The Red Sox got a win today to avoid being swept by the Pirates. Does that even sound right? I mean, like, think about it. Like, in the one game that they've competed, it was against Paul Skeens, and they had the game and blew it. Like, you feel like if you win the game Friday night, there's probably a different energy going into yesterday. Not something where you're giving up 10 runs. There's just no way. Or let's just say yesterday does happen, but you already beat Paul Skeens on Friday. You could say, okay, let's get this Sunday game. We'll win the series and keep it moving. Now you're not going to win the series. If you get swept by the Pirates and this continues on into the Guardians series and then against Arizona, it doesn't look very well. The noise horns are going to be out. The Zuzuzelas, you know, for Craig Breslow. And I would have to say, if you would point to something, you would say, okay, you couldn't have done better than Dustin May to get on this pitching staff. Because now, while I wouldn't have said, hey, Tolle should have been up here 2 weeks ago, you just don't know that. You don't know if they were ready. But he's like, okay, you let the Walker Buehler thing bleed until it died, right? Now, what are you going to do with this Dustin May situation? Like, when Dustin May's next start comes up, do you hesitate? Or do you say, we give it one more go? I would say hesitate and say, Dustin may be your guy, you move to the bullpen. I just, It's just not pretty right now, despite the team. Now keep in mind, you're like, KJ, the Red Sox have won 7 of their last 10. I totally get that. The issue is these last two that they have lost are causing them movement of they could be coming out of, like, out of this Pittsburgh series. They really should. The Red Sox should be 2 games out of first in the AL East. And now today they've got to hold on just to make sure that they remain in spot at 3.5 games. Right. And then the wild card is cluttered too. It's. Yeah. Dustin May, bro. That dude's got it. He's getting some bullpen. Go with Tolle the rest of the way. Because you almost wonder, like, with Tolle, batters are still trying to figure out what his stuff is. Now, granted, it was just a heavy dosage of fastballs. But in his next start, you're going to be going in looking for that. Like, Dustin May has been figured out in his last 5 starts. Are you kidding? 8 hits, 5 hits, 8 hits. 5 hits against in the win against Houston. 6 hits against the Royals. 13 hits and 12 runs in his last 2 starts. Dustin May's not the guy. He's not the guy. Who does it? Again, like, you wonder who's the roster spot now at this point that Dustin May may be blocking. Right? Is it Mayer when he comes back? We just don't know the timetable of that. Is it Campbell? You kind of got a mix of guys coming up to play second. You know, is Campbell in that mix, you know, coming towards the end of the season? Like, I'm baffled. I'm baffled with this Dustin May situation, man. And it doesn't get any better. I mentioned 12 runs in the last 2 games. In those last 2 games, the Red Sox would end up giving 17. So it's not like, hey, once you got him out the game, kind of the bleeding stops. No, it's just kind of like the hemorrhaging continues. So, you know, it's like he's coming into the game. The reliever comes in. He gives up a hit or two. Those runs that are credited to May, they come across the plate. And then as the reliever is struggling, as it happened yesterday, now they start getting in new runs. You know, just this team, because it doesn't have established superstars on it anymore. Like, there's no established superstar. There's a superstar in waiting. You know, I think that's what you have with the Sox. I don't know if I would call Bregman a superstar. I would call him a star, but no superstars. Nobody who, you know, when you're doing the marketing of the league, is like, these are one of the names you're going to have to put out there and say, hey, this is a face of the league. That's not Bregman. It's just a super solid player who will make an all-star team, but not a superstar. He's struggling a little bit, but that's okay. Here we are, September. I mean, he's hot in July, August. He can pick it up again in his next series. That'll be fine. But this is a team that, you know, it needs every piece of energy and help it can get, and especially on the pitching side. Giolito has, that guy's just been an absolute godsend considering what you thought was going to be. You know, at the beginning of the season, I mentioned that, like, Giolito kind of has like this two-way option thing with the team. Like, if he pitches over 140 innings, then there's like a $19 million vested option. And if it's under 140 innings, it's like a $14 million option. Hey, at this point with this guy right here, yeah, give him his money. Because imagine if we were arguing or having the conversation of saying, Dustin May's not the 3, then this team would be in serious trouble. 617-779-7937. We'll do 27 games at a time next. Then Oshitake coming up at 8:45. Right now it's time to trend with Brian Frazoco.
This is the KJ Show with KJ Carson on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
KJ Show, exclusively, one day a week, here on WEEI, 617-779-7937. I am going to reveal, before I get out of here today, where you can find me during the week. It's been a mystery. They're like, how the hell does this guy even pay for his Netflix doing shows one day a week? I don't. Well, you know, actually, you go ad-supported, and I take it at 480p. Isn't that pretty sad for Zoko?
I thought you were going to say you just steal your friend's account or something.
No, because, you know, the password things don't work anymore. Like, you know, they're like, hey, you gotcha, don't live at the same IP. And Netflix got smart, you know. That's how they also got big. Share your password, you know. It's funny, my daughter had passwords to like 7 different accounts. Then she got married. She was just like, it doesn't work anymore. I was just like, have you talked with your husband about the Netflix account? I'm totally kidding. Maybe I am lying about not being able to afford the Netflix. But I will reveal where I am during the week and how you can participate as well. All right, 617-779-7937. Let's get some text messages. We've been talking Red Sox and Dustin May is the fourth and what's been going on over the last couple of games. Brian, what you got?
352 texter saying Sox should call up Kyle Harrison from Worcester.
Yeah, at some point you've got to figure out, like, all right, what do you – you got to stop playing around with these guys that are not getting the job done. Right? Because if they're not getting the job done, then why are they here? And the other part of it is these guys, the Yankees, are right on your tail. Toronto has not flinched, right? So what are you going to do in terms of what's going on moving forward, right? Because if you're like, hey, we're going to throw May back out there or take up another roster spot of somebody who's not getting the job done, there's just no way. Like, you keep doing it. So, yeah, so that's something you consider is. But then again, because things are so tight, there is a part of you that says, I don't know if we bring up another person and they try and figure it out. Like, now is not the time to try and figure things out. Like, so if you thought that the Sox were going to kind of suffer this year, this was going to be the time where you're going to see all the call-ups, and it was going to make a lot of sense. And then you say, okay, well then, like, start bringing up the call-ups. It's just going to be a good season. We watch some decent, just above 500 ball. That's not the case. And so now, like, even if the playoffs started today, you would say, hey, in the wild card, it would be the Red Sox and the Yankees. And to be honest with you, that's the matchup you would probably want to have right away versus potentially, say, seeing Houston to start off. So, I just don't know how much more experimentation that you can do and expect to be able to say, all right, yeah, we're still competing at a very high level and we're still in the middle of the race of everything. I just don't know. But I do know that May is not the guy. All right, one more text before we get into 27 games at a time.
All right, this one, not happy with Dustin May. Dustin May is not the guy. You got to go with Toley in the four spot down the stretch. If the Sox can't solve the four spot, it comes back down on Breslow not getting deals done.
He's not the guy! I mean, how many games do they need to see that this isn't happening?
Right, especially, like, against the Pirates, too. Like, that crap bag team.
Yeah, well, the thing is, it's been, you've gotten losses in all but one of your starts. And when you've got that going on, it what do they say? Past results are the predictor of future events. You know what a potential future event is now? If Dustin May gets on the mound, it's a loss. And it's going to be a multi-run loss. And so this team is just not at that point where you can say, hey, we can afford to have another one of these going onto the field. I think you got to make a decision this week in terms of, is Dustin May even going to be around for the long haul? Do you move him to the bullpen? You know, what's the move? All right, 617-779-7937. More of your calls and texts still to come. Remember, Oshitake, some of the bad takes that have occurred this week in sports world. And we just give it the old shiitake mushroom treatment. Yeah, good or bad, you know. Sometimes, like, you don't eat the mushrooms that are growing in your yard. Those are just straight fungus. Like, you need these things curated. So I've heard. Brian, so we worked together 2 weeks ago. I've got to share this with you before we get into 27 games
sure.
at a time. So I'm going to share some off-air stuff that you knew that happened. The listening audience didn't know that happened. And this is kind of the talent of the KJ show that you would have never known. So 2 weeks ago, about 8:30, my phone rings and it's my wife, right? Now, you might have heard a phone ring quickly for a second, but my wife calling, I'm like, she knows I'm at work. This must be something that's kind of important. What had happened is my wife and daughter had gone out of town. So during the commercial break, I called to find out what's happened. And it turns out my daughter's had a seizure while they're out of town, which is, if you have a child that has medical issues, the biggest fear that you have is that you're away out of town and an episode happens. So, like, this is like the first time this has happened. Well, it's happened twice. The other time it happened is we were driving from here down to North Carolina, and she started having an episode just outside of Meriden, Connecticut while we're on the road. And so if you've ever you've traveled 15, right, going to New York, right? You've done this, Brian?
Yes.
Have you ever taken? Okay. So you know how it's very narrow, but you get to a really rich portion once you get to Greenwich, Connecticut?
Sure.
So, like, if you're familiar with 15, you just come right off the road and you're, like, in front of someone's estate. So we pull off the road. We're, like, right in front of someone's estate. And I don't want to give the descriptive detail, but that's how she gets her emergency dose at that time. So there we are. I'm thinking, well, you know, the house is too far for them to know that we're on their property. That's the one time it happened, and it had happened again last week. So while I was on the air, my daughter has a seizure episode. She recovers. She's fine by time. So you remember me telling you this did I tell you once the show was over, or I told you in between breaks?
I think you told me in the middle of the show,
I told you in the middle of the show, right? Because during our commercial breaks, there's still a lot of conversation that goes on with the show. But I wasn't very conversant because I was like, all right, Brian, I got to trust you. You know how to handle all this. But it was still a miraculous show. Like, nobody could tell that this emergency was going on. And I'm trying to monitor it while I'm on the air. Okay. It gets even more interesting that afternoon, Brian. So later that afternoon, my daughter, who is taking a trip to DC, I'm thinking, probably perfect time to take a trip to DC. I mean, you're going to be picking up trash in front of you. Hell, you might not even need an Uber. You could just take one of those tanks. They'll Uber you to your place. There's nobody there. So her and her husband go to DC to hang out for the weekend. They take the train, which is now federalized. Get ready, South Station. So it's federalized, but not just yet. So when they come back, hey, Dad, our train had to turn around because the train right in front of us derailed. 27 cars off of a coal train stack overturns about 30 miles before where my daughter and her husband were about to arrive. So I was like, wow, one child has a seizure. The other one is almost damn near in the middle of a train derailment. The train derailment was so bad that Amtrak had to cut down lines from, like, you couldn't get from like Florida to New York City or even from Boston to Florida if you were taking the train over a course of like 5 days. And their train was literally like 30 minutes behind that freight train and just avoided. It was like, what's the name of that movie where, it's like every time they go like a Final Destination. You familiar with that series?
Oh, yeah. I think they just came out with a new one, right?
Yeah, they just came out with a new one. So I felt like I was like, wow, am I in the middle of an episode of like a mini Final Destination? Because it felt that way. So yeah, so hopefully none of these things go on. But I did, because Brian, you weren't here with me last week and have no point in sharing it with who I was with last week because they wouldn't have understood some of the chaos that was going on. So, but yeah, so I, again, appreciate your thoughts I sometimes joke that, you know, there's a higher power on this show. Yes, the KJ show is truly blessed. There's about to be a funeral with it today, too. I'll explain that. But now it is time for the original world-renowned 27 games at a time. Hit it.
27 at a time.
Games at a time.
27 at a time. Games at a time. 27 at a time. Games at a time. 27 at a time. Games at a time. 27 at a time. All that you need to know. If the Sox are stinking, KJ hooks you up.
I do.
And then you get to thinking 27 at a time. Games at a time. 27 at a time.
You know what's absolutely fascinating about this Red Sox team? When I initially created the 27 games at a time theory that Brad Foe once laughed at, it was to say, it really was based out of the fan base just, we're such a game by game, like just the last break, I'm talking about how can you lose 2 to the Pirates in the middle of this race. We analyze every single game, and instead of thinking at 162 games at once, just break it into 27 games at a time episodes, and you'll be able to tell the story. So just a review. In episode 1, oh my gosh, it was not good. They were 14-13. They were one game short of the desired 15-12. They were 2 games out, so it was a little bit better. Episode 2 was horrible. They were 13-14. They were 2 games short. They were 3 games off of the 90-game win total. They were 5.5 behind. They were a 500 team. This is around the time where you decide to, you know, the middle relief was a problem. Devers was heating up, but he still wouldn't play first base. It seems like a lifetime ago. Then episode 3, they were 13-10, 40-41 during that stretch. And then, you know, there were 4 more games in there, but I had to do that one early. And then in episode 4, they were 17-10. They've been on fire ever since. It's really been picking up since game 89. Kennedy was on Greg Hill's show talking about the Red Sox going to the White House, and people thought that was an absolute joke. And then, you know, Roman Anthony, you know, his hitting and on base streak was going on. And then Bayo got his complete game. Crochet got his complete game. And so the team was just on a roll. And at that time, and I mentioned that, hey, the combined winning percentage of the teams that they beat in the last episode the coming episode was going to be 517. And then the ones they just beat was 552. And then the ones that would be in the very last clip would be 496. And so let's just see what happened here in episode 5. You know, Breslow goes and gets Steven Matz. He gets Dustin May at the trade deadline. Just heard me on my thoughts of Dustin May. And you're just wondering if it's going to answer the call for the need of a second top starter in the rotation. But the guy that fans had all hoped for shows up. Your clear number 2, here he is, Brian Bayo.
Bayo throws, swing and a miss, he got him, cutter, inning over, Bayo leaves him loaded.
So with Bayo answering the call, he's become the clear number 2. His stuff is looking great. He's going further into innings. This was the concern about the guys last year. You remember Bayo, Cutter Crawford. I'm trying to think of the guy who's like Tanner Houck who's on the IR. But that was the conversation, was like, what does it look like when these guys start getting further into the season? Now you're getting that answer with Bayo clearly as the number two. And you would argue, say, hey, you take Bayo off the staff and you put him, if there wasn't Crochet on this team, Bayo would be your clear number one and would be a clear number one on many other teams. So you feel good about the Red Sox where they stand at 1-2. But then the question was about, like, who's going to be the number three in this rotation? Walker Buehler? Nope. Cora decides to move him to the pen because Luca Giolito has been absolutely lights out. And here's the exact reason why Walker Buehler would end up being gone.
3-1 to Pena, the pitch. Drilled deep to left field. Way back, and it's gone. Pena, leadoff homer. And it's 1-0 Houston.
Damn!
It was just like Walker Buehler just could not get out from in front of his own skis. And with his outright release, you're like, okay, well, not only is he not the number three, nor is he the number four, nor is he bullpen worthy, he's not there. And so you're like, all right, if that's not the guy, let's pay attention to some of the great things that have been happening on the episode, in episode five, in these last games. On the back end, he just got the extension. Aroldis Chapman has been lights out.
1-2, he throws. Swing and a miss, he got him. Slider, Aroldis stares in. And for the second straight night, he caps off a Red Sox win. The Sox have won seven straight against these Yankees.
Yeah, the resurgence of Aroldis Chapman has been something fascinating. So fascinating that when I looked at some different odds, because I was looking at some odds of how's Roman Anthony moving in this Rookie of the Year thing, still kind of far off. But there's actually a line on Aroldis Chapman for MVP. That's just how good he has been this year.
Andy Hart wants him to win Cy Young.
Yeah, well, he's not going to win. Yeah, like, okay, come on. Like, do we think about these things before we say them? Come on.
You're talking about Andy Hart, so I'll answer that one now.
Okay, so you're really going to say this with the same team that has Garrett Crochet on it, and you're going to say Chapman is going to win? What?
Oh!
Come on. Come on. But Chapman has been an answer to what I thought was the wrong question. I was just like, okay, well, he could be your setup guy. Are they still going to go get a closer? But now you're like, okay, maybe they have settled into other guys who are going to be those guys who are going to be able to man the bullpen. Look, Weissert Friday night, that was ugly. And it was like, yeah, come on, man. Like, you don't, people don't get leads on Paul Skeens. These are the type of things that have you concerned going down the stretch. Or having Dustin May go out there and make the Pirates look like, I don't know, the Toronto Blue Jays. Like, these are some of the questions that are there. So you're thankful that you've got Aroldis Chapman on the back end when you can get to him. And so now on the other side of it, I mean, Trevor Story, I mean, who could or should be comeback player of the year, has continued to shine. In episode two of 27 games at a time, this is how bad it was. He was 28 for... It was 28 and 50. The game's 28 through 54. He had 33 strikeouts, a 152 batting average, and 20 total bases. In this past episode, in episode five, his last 27 games, good gracious, hitting .292, 8 walks, 22 RBI, and 6 home runs. This guy's just been on fire.
Trevor Story swings to the first pitch, drives it deep to right field. Goodbye! Trevor Story into the seats in right. A solo blast. And it is 5-1 Red Sox.
So happy for Trevor Story, because if you look at the amount of games he's played this year, it's more than twice. If you times it by two, the last two seasons of the games he's played, you multiply that by two, it's about the amount of games he's played this year. So I'm really happy for Trevor Story, because at one point it was like, this is going to be an unmovable albatross around the Red Sox neck, and you just don't know how things would move forward. Even to the point you were like, even if he has a great glove, but if you see a lot of the strikeouts and the guy's hitting like .230 and is just not really run producing, you know, the good glove you can get anywhere. But now the way things have kind of turned out and just the weird way of things, Mayer, you just don't know when that return's going to happen. That's no longer a threat there. Bregman is, that left side of the infield between Story and Bregman, there's nothing getting by those guys. And the narrative for years, over the last several years, is, hey, hit a ground ball hard enough to the left side and you'll get an error or a base hit depending on how the scorekeeper is feeling. So Trevor Story has clearly answered it with the glove, and the bat has been there. You're just super happy for the guy. And once you get into the playoff run, because the great thing about 27 games at a time, no longer are we talking about can they get to the 90-win threshold. Are they going to be a wild card team? You believe these things are going to happen, though there's a little scare in me, like, please don't let Cleveland and Arizona do the same thing to you that Pittsburgh is doing. That there would be people will be in the streets again like it's suddenly Winterfest, and we don't want that feeling again. It's been a really good feeling this year. But of course, we can't bury the lead. Ladies and gentlemen, have you been to Rome?
Pitch. Roman drives one. High and deep and gone! Roman reigns supreme in Gotham. That is a hit with runners in scoring position. A signature moment for Anthony. And it is 6-3. Red Sox.
Lean back.
This is what's crazy, okay? And this is just in this clip of 27 games at a time. He played in 25 of them, right? So you remember, I think one of the games he had missed was when he signed the extension. You're like, oh, he's out. Another one was like a late scratch. 313 average, 13 RBI, 5 home runs, 31 hits in 25 games. In the 27-game stretch in Episode 5. So now you've got a bona fide Roman Anthony out there. And as well as the Red Sox have played over their last 54 games, the crazy thing is Toronto like hasn't struggled. And the Yankees clearly are still breathing. Like when I look back at my notes from Episode 4, I mentioned that the Sox obviously can't slip up against teams like Miami, but they won that series. Baltimore, they got swept in the 2-game, but then turn around and won the series on the road, and they won their series against Kansas City. All right. They've got Pittsburgh, which they've got to save their face. Cleveland Athletics in Arizona before the Yankee series on September 12th. This is why I tell you adamantly today and the next 3 series are literally going to determine if the Red Sox are even going to be in the conversation come the end of September, by the time we get to this late September Toronto series in Toronto. So the Yankees coming down the road before their trip back here to Fenway. They've got the White Sox, they've got Houston, Toronto, Detroit. So there's a part of you that feels good saying, okay, as the Red Sox are going against Pittsburgh, Cleveland, the Athletics in Arizona, the Yankees have Chicago and then playoff team, playoff team, playoff team. Toronto, some could say this might be a preview to the World Series, and I say, please, Milwaukee, please hear our cries. We are pulling for you for your series against Toronto. They've got Milwaukee, Cincinnati, then the Yankees, and Houston. So when I tell you and I tell you, it is imperative for the Red Sox to be on top of their A game against these D and F teams. They have failed their mission with Pittsburgh. But when it comes to Cleveland, the Athletics, and Arizona, they can clearly redeem themselves while the Yankees are going up against Houston, Toronto, and Detroit, and while Toronto is going up against Cincinnati, okay, but they're coming off of Milwaukee, the Yankees, and Houston. So for those who understand how baseball struggles in other places but doesn't struggle here, this is exactly why it doesn't struggle here. Let's just say the Red Sox weren't in the conversation. We're probably talking about, do they keep Cora? Do they just rip up his extension and be like, you're gone? You know, are they thinking about moving other people that they won't re-sign? This is a great feeling to know that none of this stuff is on the plate anymore. Like, this is a legit team that has the second best odds to winning the World Series out of the AL. So there won't be an episode 6, but I will explain that here shortly. So 27 games at a time, I give it to the Red Sox, man, that they have taken these clips. In this last clip, they were 18-9? That's crazy. When ideally is like 15-12, these fools were 18-9 in this clip, and then they were 17-10 in the previous. So in their last 54 games, 35-19? Yeah, keep it going. Keep it going.
KJ Show is brought to you by The KJ Show on YouTube, the 24/7 streaming channel, starts tomorrow at Real KJ Show on YouTube.
27 games at a time. All right, Brian, next. Let's do Oshitake. Plus, we'll get to your calls and comments here on WEEI. It's The KJ Show. Good Sunday to you.
Exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
The colors are silver, blue, and red.
WEEI, New England Sports Original.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This is the KJ Show with KJ Carson on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Till somebody kills you. I mean, that's here with the KJ Show. So, the reveal is, starting next Sunday, there will be no more KJ Show at this time. So, this will be my third death here on WEEI since I've been here. So, the first one was WEEI Late Night. KJ, it's going to be gone. Then, of course, you might remember KJ and Lions lost the election. And then now with football season, the KJ Show. No longer Sunday mornings, 8 to 10 on Sundays. What did I say? You get 9 lives for Zoko? I've used up 3. But then the other thing they say is, usually if you die and relive on the same station, that maybe you truly haven't died. I just feel for those who, like, you know, actually started a routine to this. They're like, you know what? I start my Sundays with KJ. Next week, it might be with a guy who sounds like Lenny and Squiggy from Laverne and Shirley. I don't know. But I will be back here next Saturday with John Lyon. So I'm not leaving the station. So it kind of answers the riddle of, well, what the hell does this guy do? Well, starting tomorrow, 12 noon, YouTube, Real KJ Show. The KJ Show channel 24-7. No, this could be my last show here. But no, kidding. But yeah, 24-7 at Real KJ Show at YouTube. The beta test is up now. In fact, there's a countdown clock. 12 noon, it starts 24-7 of KJ. It sounds impossible, does it not, Brian?
I was going to say, when are you going to get any sleep, KJ?
I mean, well, clearly next Sunday morning at 8 a.m.
Fair enough.
I'm kidding. But we'll get to your text messages and more of your calls as well. We'll get Patriots talking as well, because again, there are no more preseason games to watch Josh Dobbs out there. I got to get into this Tommy Cutlets situation, and Frazoco got a little fame out of it as well. But it is now time for...
Yo, Doodle, man, what you got for me now?
Oh, shit talking.
Yeah.
Oh, shit talking.
Ish, take.
What the hell did you just say?
All right. We look across the sports spectrum to see if people are just saying things just to see if their asses can talk, right? Yeah. So here's Jason Whitlock talking about the Shedeur Sanders situation.
Kevin Stefanski, the head coach of the Browns, had no choice but to bench Shedeur Sanders. I know all the media thinks that the Browns' entire preseason is about one individual, Shedeur Sanders. It's not. It's about the entire team. And so those third and fourth stringers that Shedeur was out on the field with in the second half, those guys are trying to get evaluated as well. And you can't evaluate them if your quarterback is laying down and can't read a defense, can't get the ball out on time.
Yeah, so as much as sometimes we go hard on Whitlock, is that good shiitake, bad shiitake?
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
Yeah, so I'm still going to leave the terrible part there, right? Because Whitlock pretty much overall is. Okay, I kind of personally know the guy. He wasn't always this way. But yeah, absolutely, right? As a person who wants to see Shedeur Sanders succeed, Whitlock is exactly right. If I got to evaluate these other guys, and if I know that this guy may be looking to be the fourth receiver, but you can't get him the ball, I can't evaluate it. I can't evaluate my offensive line if you're just standing there or dropping back further beyond the protection. Like they teach you, don't do that on video games. You don't do that in real life. So Shedeur Sanders has made the team. They traded Kenny Pickett. Him being QB3, I think, is ideal. I never thought he would start the season as the starting quarterback. However, come week 8, and if Joe Flacco is not like MVP candidate, it's a real possibility Shedeur Sanders will be the quarterback of the Browns. Dylan Gabriel, I mean, they're literally just trying to see if Vern Troyer, the late Vern Troyer, can dunk a basketball. I think that's just what they're waiting to see. I don't know if you'll ever see it. All right, next, this is Colin Cowherd. He has a love affair with this station, talking about... Oh, we've got Taylor Swift coverage?
Taylor Swift went on a Travis Kelce podcast. But, you know, I've heard this before. Well, they're using each other. Well, I would argue they get each other. I will say I've been a little shocked at how myopic and rigid sports fans have been with this. David Beckham married a Spice Girl. Derek Jeter had celebrity girlfriend. Russell Wilson's married to a singer. But this idea that networks can't show Taylor Swift for 34 seconds. Folks, do you realize there's 12 and a half minutes of football in a four-hour broadcast?
What? Let me say, what? So 12 and a half minutes of a three-hour game is only football? Like, come on, bro.
Trash.
That is absolute shiitake right there.
Trash.
What? It's a, huh?
Trash.
Look, the whole thing with Taylor Swift is, I equate it to if you play fantasy. Brian, you play fantasy football?
Absolutely. We just had our WEEI fantasy draft this week.
There you go, right? So imagine, let's just, who could I use in the build as an example? Kendra from Magic decides, I'm going to be in your fantasy football draft, and I'm going to and I'm just going to draft anybody based on, you know, the color of their pants. You'd be like, okay, like, why the stunt? We get it. Like, we don't expect you to be an expert or anything like that. You know, you see what I'm saying? The gimmick part of it. That's what people are kind of sick of with Taylor Swift. Okay, is Travis Kelce the first person in the world to get engaged? No. But why does it have to be a cutaway when you clearly know that Taylor Swift has nothing to do with football and you're just trying to get a bunch of girls who are wearing bracelets to pay attention to the game? I have news for you. They don't get included in the ratings!
You deliberately embarrass me in front of a reporter!
Yeah, the Taylor Swift thing is getting kind of old. We all know that they're married or getting married. They're a boy and a girl. Nothing is new. Water is wet. Fire is hot. We can move on. I would say probably now that means that the Chiefs are cooked. Next, we get into the Patriots preseason. It's over. What does it look like? The moves that are made, the surprising cuts. One of them has me scratching my head. That's next, the KJ Show, Sunday edition here on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.